So are streaming services like, you know, Netflix producing content that is more inclusive, or are we just hearing more about them?
Well, I think that they are. Well, I don't just think. I mean, you know, there's evidence that they definitely are. And I guess what you're gesturing towards here is the difference between what we can see and what is actually visible when it comes to awards. Is that right, Alex?
Yeah,
that
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I kind of rejoice in the fact that there's so much more available. And if you're a discerning viewer, you know, you have the opportunity to see far more diverse content, and diverse in the sense of not just, you know, genre, but in terms of the kind of casting and who's directing and all of those things. But, you know, when we come back to sort of major awards, you know, it's a bit like free-to-air commercial TV. I mean, who runs that show? White, middle-class, middle-aged, white bread men.
Yeah.
You know, like the boring factor, really. And, you know, and so, I mean, I think that, you know, maybe in a way streaming services are pointing up the fact that the sort of people who hand out the gongs are not that interesting.
Yeah, and so, well, kind of in light of that then, do you think that maybe we're in a bit of a transitional phase of entertainment? Yeah, like, I mean, you mentioned that the people who do kind of control the awards and all that kind of stuff are, you know, some white people and some big hats. Do you think that maybe, you know, we'll be seeing a bit more, you know, Netflix-type production companies come out of this and kind of dominate the space a bit more?
Undoubtedly so. Seems to be a complete disjunct between what people are watching and what they're asking for and they're thirsty for, and what sort of award ceremonies are doing. So with the Golden Globes, I'll just give you an example. You know, I mean, we know that there are extraordinary female directors, and I'm just talking females, right? I'm not even getting that diverse, and probably, you know, 70% of white women. Like, we know that it was 1983 when Barbara Streisand won an award for Yentl as Best Female Director for the Golden Globes, right? Now, there's a huge list of female directors that I've been noting this year, because I love watching movies and TV shows. And remember, the Golden Globes is TV and movies, right? I mean, there's Greta Gerwig, there's Olivia Wilde. I mean, the list goes on of people who weren't even nominated.
Yeah, exactly.
And not to mention when it comes to the actors or people in other categories, any real recognition of diversity. Like, so there are so many movies and TV shows that haven't even had a nod. And to me, that speaks of, when I go back to like commercial free-to-air TV, when you look at how that used to be run and cast and what shows, and still what shows, I guess, they program. I mean, even though free-to-air TV is a, you know, increasingly marginalised player, it reflected a view of what people want. Well, people were kind of told what they should want. But when we look at streaming services, the fascinating thing is we can see that people's tastes are far more diverse. The market's moved on.
Yeah, so, and it is interesting, because I was thinking about this as kind of the idea that, I mean, what I would watch on Netflix is a lot different to what other people would watch on Netflix because of an algorithm, right? And so
exactly.
It's kind of becoming a bit of an algorithm. But speaking more about what you were saying before, I mean, what's the solution here? Like, do we need to bring in a quota, or do we need some kind of revolution and throw out the big top hats and get more people in deciding for the Golden Globes?
Well, Alex, that's a great question. I mean, I guess those award ceremony things still seem to have some kind of purchase, but how much do they really have in the long run? I mean, well, they do, if you're talking about, say, the Oscars, they do. And I guess the Golden Globes still do in terms of, buying and distribution power. But it seems to me there's a and look, you know, if I really had the formula for this, I'd be making a lot more money than I am. I wouldn't be an academic at Macquarie University, let's say. Right. But it does seem to me logically that there's a tipping point, right, where if you've got a system that rewards and awards stuff that doesn't really reflect the taste, and the diversity, you refer to the algorithm, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we've got a multiplicity of algorithms. So we've moved into a disrupted media landscape. And at some point, it seems to me that the awards are going to have to follow that logic and that either more awards are going to pop up or they will be less important.
Catherine, thank you so much for chatting to me about this morning.
It's a pleasure, Alex.